Are there some questions?
Yes, Maharaj. Krishnananda Prabhu from USA is asking, how can we make our willpower stronger? For example, when we have a desire and inspiration to do seva, but don't utilize our free time for service due to laziness or tiredness.
Well, Srila Guru Maharaj is emphasizing that by superior association, better tendencies are awakened in us. Sadhu Sangha Satovare means that associating with those in the same line, Sadhu Sangha, but Sato Bara means, but they're in a superior position. What would place them in a superior position might be senior, experienced, reliable, greater inspiration, reliable guides. So by associating with those who are enthusiastic, we may become enthusiastic. Once when Srila Guru Maharaj was quoting the famous sloka of Rupa Goswami, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yudhi Kutopi Nalabhyate Tatra Lolyam Mulam Ekalam Janmakoti Sukritayar Nalabhyate, where he's saying Janmakoti Sukritayar Nalabhyate, 10 million births of doing the right thing will not yield this divine substance. Rather, saying, what is qualification? Lolyam, intense hankering, earnestness, genuine want, desire. Guru Maharaj would also say, deserve, then desire. But so, we admittedly, we don't have this. So how shall we get it? Guru Maharaj's example, he said, how do you get that hunger? We say, I don't have the hunger. Then associate with the hungry. Associating with the hungry, that'll awaken similar hunger in you. So beginning, middle, and end, our betterment is achieved by associating with and serving superior devotees. And Srila Guru Maharaj, he compiled the Prapanna Jivanamritam to give numerous examples of the expressed serving spirit, mood, hankering, will, if you will use that word, of all these great devotees throughout devotional history, so that by hearing what they've expressed and can awaken in us some sympathy. It's not exactly like a magic wand to mirror the same sentiment that comes through earnest, hankering, sincere service. But by hearing what they've expressed, we could say it plants the seed of that type of willpower in us, which here we're not just attributing in some secular sense of willpower, but we mean more specifically the what moves one in the path of pure devotion. Rupa Goswami says, Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutama. Not mixed with karma or gyan. Karma, we understand, is mundane reward. Zolt gyan on the intellectual platform, but rather when those things have been suppressed or removed, and how in the association of pure devotees who have no such motivations, their only desire is to serve the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava. So always association, through association we will improve. Okay, another question?
Yes. First of all, Dhananjaya Prabhu is sending his dandavat and Tapana Nandini Didi also. Mm-hmm. And she has a question.
Okay.
She says, I wanted to ask about the position of the jiva in Kali Yuga.
What about it? That's the question?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But specifically in Kali Yuga. Well, contrary to popular opinion, Srila Guru Maharaj says consistently, he sings the glories of being a jiva in the Kali Yuga. It's the best time. The average, well, if there is such a thing as the average devotee, I'll just say it for the sake of this talk. They think like, Satyayuga, that's the time to be born, and we're so fallen and so unfortunate, we're born in the Kali Yuga. But those Satyayuga souls, they, you know, that's it. That's the time. That's the most desirable time. And Guru Maharaj, it's not only his opinion, but he's quoting the Bhagavatam. I forget the Sanskrit, but it's mentioned in the pages of the Bhagavatam as well, that that from Satyayuga and also excuse me, demigods are desirous of taking birth in the Kali Yuga because of the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Told when Veda Vyas was describing all the inauspicious aspects of the Kali Yuga, that some sages nearby, they were showing great empathy, pain on their faces, thinking of all the horrible things that the people of this age would be subjected to. It's also mentioned in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Prainal payushak shabya kalavishman juge janaha mandaksu manda matiyo manda bhagya hryupadita. It's there's a list of all the inauspicious aspects of this age and how the people are plagued in various ways. Short life duration, short attention span, devoid of spiritual inclinations. So many things are mentioned there. And other things are described in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Guru Maharaj said these sages, hearing Vyas talking about some of the horrific aspects of Kali Yuga, they couldn't conceal their shock and sadness upon their faces. But they saw that Veda Vyas was smiling. So they think, he's saying all these horrible things, but he has a little grin on his face. Why is that? And then he started to sing about the glories of being born in this age. Right? Krishna Barnam Trisha Krishnam Shango Pangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasa. That those of Sumedasa, which Guru Maharaj says means refined theistic intellect, they will see that as you could Kriteya Dhyatom Vishnum Dharpare Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makai, as you could do Yajna in the Treta Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, you can do the Sankirtan Yajna and surpass the benefits of the Treta Yuga Yajna. Dhandavat. So, not only Satyuga people, but demigods desiring to take birth in the Kali Yuga. It's mentioned by Rupa Goswami. To have a glimpse of the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and participate in his Nam Sankirtan. Right? The Bhagavatam that describes all those horrible things about Kali Yuga ends with the sloka, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanas Tannamami Harim Puram Puram. Rupa Goswami says in the Chaitanyastikam, Sadapasya Sriman Dritta Manujakai Pranayitam Bahadbi Girvane Girisha Parameshni Prabhritibi Shabhaktebhya Sudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadisham Satchaitanya Kame Punar Apidashor Yashati Padam. Rupa Goswami is saying, will I ever see this again with my eyes? Would I beheld that gods descended to dance in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Brahma came, Shiva came. When Brahma came in Krishna Leela, he was bewildered. Right? Muhyanti Yatsuraya. It's not so easy to properly apprehend the aprakriti lila of Krishna. Brahma Vimohan was bewildered, Indra Mohan, Indra was bewildered, and then the Mohini Murti, Shiva is bewildered. Muhyanti Yatsuraya, the suras, they're bewildered by Krishna Leela. But the same suras who were bewildered in Krishna Leela, they're donning human guise to have a glimpse of the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, right, which is only available in the Kali Yuga. Anarpita charim chirat korne avatirna kalo samarpayatam unatajula rasam sabhakti sriyam. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is quoting Rupa Goswami in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam, saying that Mahaprabhu, what he's bringing this appearance, not only this Kali Yuga, but has never been given before. Right? The Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamritam says that once in a day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears. When there's an overlapping of Treta Yuga and Dwarapara Yuga, what is it, the 27th millennium of Vaivashvata Manu, that's the time when Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears. Right? Not in some other time. And in the Kali Yuga that follows that, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is Krishna is quoting Rupa saying in Charitamritam? And he's giving unatojvala rasam, something that's never been given previously. So we hear there's Mahaprabhu and every Kali Yuga, but only in this particular one does he come. There's no way to block that, I guess. Hare Krishna. Anyway. There's Radha Baba Duti Subolita Nomi Krishna Swarupam. That this particular type of devotion, Radha Bhav, Radha Dasyam, is only being given at this time. So when you say, speak to the position of Jiva souls in the Kali Yuga, they're the most fortunate, the greatest opportunity in all creation is being presented to them. And the climate is so conflicted and undesirable that it may act as a catalyst to push one towards spiritual culture. That's also pointed out by Jiva Goswami. In the higher planets, there's so much enjoyment, and the hellish planet, so much suffering. But here, in this position, the greatest advantage is realized by being a human being, a Jiva soul in the Kali Yuga. Yes. Is there another question?
Yes, we have a question. And also, what does Norbert send his dandavat?
Narottam Prabhu.
Narottam Prabhu.
From Hungary.
Oh, Jai Narottam Prabhu. He'll be coming here.
On the 2nd of January.
Hare Krishna.
And, and dandavats from Kiev Studio Veda Life, Ukraine.
Jai Hare Krishna.
So next question is kind of a popular one.
All right.
From Gupta Bhakta. He's asking, what is humility? Are there any situations when it's not appropriate?
Really, that's annoying. That we don't have any sound baffles or anything. What is humility? All right, say it again. I'll just have to speak loud to drown it out.
What is humility? Are there any situations when it's not appropriate?
That's a good question. So I say, in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj's thinking, is the awareness of proximity to greatness. Right? When as he's told, for example, if you're standing on the shore of the ocean, sometimes people, and they're looking in the sky, seeing so many stars, seeing the greatness of the ocean, automatically someone feels themselves small. So, you know, we see things from outer space on the Hubble telescope. They're showing two galaxies colliding or something. We are, there's a trillion stars in the universe. So then we think, I'm such an insignificant person. You know, a violinist in the presence of a virtuoso thinks like, I'm nothing. So what's the theme here? Proximity to greatness automatically brings awareness of insignificance or humility. It's not a posing, it's not a posture, it's not an act. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Jagai madhai hoite muise papista, purishera kita hoite muise lagista. I'm more sinful than Jagai and madhai, lower than the worm in the stool. He's talking like this. Guru Maharaj will say, well, first I asked him, I said, no, a great soul like Kaviraj Goswami is saying this, but what if you actually are more sinful than Jagai and Madhai? And he said, oh, such feelings have descended in you. And then he's told, what Sanatan Goswami is saying, I mean, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, these are his genuine feelings. He feels like this in his heart, and he's expressing that. But it's come on account of, we're using inverted measurement, which means such great depth of negative expression appearing him is on account of his having gone so deep into the positive reality. So proximity to greatness, that's what it means. Then automatically one's own significance becomes felt, you know, in a palpable way, a real way. But we say, are there times when it's not appropriate? Yes, and defense of our Guru Varga. You know, when Guru Maharaj told the instance where the deities in Mayapur were being attacked and the devotees defended them. This was at the ISKCON temple. And some of the local people said that the way they were defending themselves, this was not in line of Mahaprabhu's teachings and, you know, was a violation. And Guru Maharaj defended them by saying, if my deity, the Vaishnava, and others are being, he used the word molested, said, then should I, Trinadapi Sunichena, I'm practicing humility. He said, that is not humility. Just as Jiva Goswami is accused of lacking humility when the Digvijay conquering debater, pundit, approached Rupa Goswami for his signature, that he's been defeated by him. Rupa Goswami is writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the books. Without hesitation, he signs his name. Same man's very happy. He wants, this will be good for his pundit business. He goes to Sanatana Goswami. He's writing, you know, Brihad Bhagavatamritam. He signs his name, defeated by so-and-so. Then that man comes to Jiva Goswami and says, you might just want to sign, because Rupa and Sanatana, they already signed, so, and they're your gurus, so you should sign too. Jiva Goswami, no, that's not possible. No, really, they signed. Let me see the paper. They show him the paper. He tears it to pieces. Now, see, I'm their insignificant disciple. You must defeat me. And then Jiva Goswami annihilates that person. Right? So some sahajiyas, they say, oh, Jiva Goswami is lacking the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Saraswati Thakur saying, no, he's for the, not his own prestige, but to keep the prestige of Rupa and Sanatan, he's willing to sacrifice his own prestige in defense of the Guru Varga. Srila Saraswati Thakur, it's also mentioned, Sri Jiva Tejastiti, how he liked Jiva Goswami, defended the Guru Varga. Jiva Dye Abhirakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam, and Guru Maharaj's prayer to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidyabhushan, all in service to the Guru Varga, they took such positions. Right? Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he's always singing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, because he knows that Nityananda Prabhu can, his mercy can save the most vile sinners. But after so much entreaty, begging the readers to accept the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he says, but if you don't accept what I'm saying, then I'm going to kick your teeth in with my left foot. And then again, the sahajiyas say, oh, Vrindavan Das, he's lacking the humility of Krishnadas. Krishnadas, like a real Vaishnava, saying, I'm so sinful, I'm more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. And here's Vrindavan Das saying, if you don't accept what I say, I'm going to kick your teeth in. So Guru Maharaj said to Saraswati Thakur, then what would we say to this accusations? And Saraswati Thakur said, for those who no other channel of mercy is open to them, with his foot, he's created a new channel for that mercy. And Guru Maharaj gave an example, and we see it sometimes with these children. Their parents are talking to somebody, and a child, like 3 or 4 year old, comes along and kicks the other people, and then runs and hides behind their mother or their parents. And so for the abuse of the child, the parents have to come and offer themselves in compensation. So Guru Maharaj is saying, Vrindavan Das Thakur in this case is like that child of Nityananda. So if he abuses you, then Gaur and Nityananda have to come and offer themselves in compensation. So who can believe this? Who can believe such things? Only the followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Right? This which appears to contradict the science of devotion. Right? But it's been extracted by Srila Guru Maharaj in his observation of the pastimes of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So, but we may apply this type of analysis to others. We would hesitate to apply it to ourselves and say, as an excuse for abusing Vaishnavas or committing Vaishnava aparad. Just like with the Apichet Sudaracharo explanation. We may apply that to others, but we would be loath to apply it to ourselves. Right? But from the sake of analysis, we can say this. We see this in our line, that for the prestige, not for self-prestige, to maintain one's own name and fame. That's man. We're told Bhava Bhakti, one of the symptoms of Bhava Bhakti is man shunyata, the absence of that type of ego. But for the prestige of the Guru Varga, one may sacrifice their own prestige or reputation as being humble. Like Nripin Prabhu in Calcutta, this elderly gentleman who was very small in stature, but very intense servitor. When there's a local group called the Tarun Sangha, which means youth association, but actually it's just an excuse for, what's the word, when you're getting, getting money from people, extortion, for extorting local people. Like they say, we're going to have a Durga Puja, give something. We need to buy flowers, you know, and that's why, you know, they hire some guy with a loudspeaker and a tape recorder to play music for, you know, they do put on these events, but say they keep around 95% of the money and use 5% of it for the puja or whatever. So they had the audacity to approach the mat, and now it's like protection dues. They're saying, you know, give something for the festival. Nripin Prabhu said, like, basically, over my dead body, this humble voice, like, you won't get one tukka of Mahaprabhu's money. Later, they came again, and they didn't meet Nripin Prabhu, someone else. And that person was like, one time they hesitated, another time they gave a little something. And this disturbed Gurudev so, he just hated this. From within the core of his heart, he couldn't tolerate it. And again, not because it's his money, because it's Mahaprabhu's taka. That's how he's thinking. So when the person who gave the money, Srila Govinda Maharaj, in the midst of his upset, we can say, he said, he retained his sense of humor. He said, he is not a cowherd. He is a coward. He is not a cowherd. He's a coward. But so here, when Nipin Prabhu, this, you'd have to know him to fully appreciate this, but small stature but very intense, great devotion to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. He told him, it'll be over my dead body before you get one rupee of Mahaprabhu's taka. So was he a humble Vaishnava? So arrogantly asserting his position, it was for another purpose. So we worship that type of mood. Any other question?
Yes. So speaking of new channels.
That's a good segue.
The Kiev devotees are asking, what is your opinion about taking initiation by internet?
Well, I'll say this. When I took shelter, full shelter, at the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, and received his blessings, encouragement, and sanction to return to America to preach on his behalf, I knew some already, but I knew I would be in a situation where people wanted to connect with him and be initiated by him. So I asked him about Ritvik. Right. And although Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada had employed this principle liberally through the mail, through letters, people were initiated through the mail, and later by empowered representatives, Ritviks, I was surprised that when I asked Guru Maharaj this, and I asked it innocently, naively, that it was a very serious thing. He didn't just immediately authorize that. He heard and he thought and he said, I will have to take permission from the upper world. And that was his response. And then he told me about a story in relation to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where Saraswati Thakur, a man was dying in Dhaka, which is the capital of Bangladesh, so East Bengal. A man was dying there, but he wanted to get initiated by Srila Saraswati Thakur, and he was more or less on his deathbed. So by telephone, they called perhaps Calcutta, and Srila Saraswati Thakur gave him Harinam over the telephone. Still, so Guru Maharaj gave that, it shows his thinking. He considered what was the case with Srila Swami Maharaj. He gave this anecdotal evidence of how Srila Saraswati Thakur handled the situation. And still, he concluded by saying, I will have to take permission from the upper world. So that said, he did approve my giving initiation on his behalf shortly thereafter. But the principle is whether or not there is divine backing. Vaikuntha nama grahanam. Is there spiritual quality to the Krishna Nam? And Srila Gurudev's presence, when he was on his disappearance bed, he also approved that I gave someone Harinam over the internet, because it was not possible for them to come at that moment to get from him personally. So we prefer, ideally, that someone, they shall meet with the Vaishnava Guru whom they aspire to make this connection with and receive Harinam from them or Mantra Diksha. But there are what is the word? Extenuating circumstances. Sometimes there's an urgency, an emergency that requires certain formalities to be dispensed with. So in the famous verse that Rupa Goswami's collected, it says, Akrishti Kritacheta Sam Sumanasam Uchchantanam Changasam Achchandala Amukha Loka Sulabo Mukya Sriya No Diksham Nacha Satkriyam Na Purushcharjam Managikshate Mantra Yam Rasana Sprigeva Palati Sri Krishna Namatmaka. What's required is that Krishna's divine will, if he wants to spring out of that soil, then no diksham, na cha satkriyam, na purushcharjam, managikshate. It's not even remotely dependent upon any other consideration. So, in summary, is it Krishna's will to distribute himself that way? Right? That's all. That's not. How will we understand that? Through the will of the Vaishnava. The agent, acharjam mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karhichit. At the same time, it should not be taken lightly. And what is an exception should not become the rule. That we'll make exceptions for emergency and, you know, extenuating circumstances, then gradually somehow that will become the rule. That's not the idea. Anything else?
Danishta Devi Dasi is saying my dandavat. I couldn't find it. I don't know. Saying my dandavat, dear Maharaj.
Maybe from Russia.
Maybe. Next question. Rupa Goswami says that Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation because he brought the treasure of the holy name.
Krishna prema pradayate. It's giving Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurachishe namaha. And?
And the question is, what is the service to the holy name?
Uh-huh.
And why don't we just sing it all day long?
One Bengali man used to come and see Gurudev on his veranda in Calcutta. The man, I used to call him Sankhya Jog. You remember him? He was always in the Sankhya Jog. Right? So, but one day he was saying, he said, but if I take Harinam, Kirtaniyasa, this is like, what is the words of Alexander Pope? A little learning is a dangerous thing. He said, if Kirtaniya Sadahari, I'll be taking Harinam all day, how will I do anything? And I said, that's right, the airplanes will fall out of the sky. If people become Krishna conscious, they just won't be able to function, to do anything. All cooking will stop. The internet will go down. You know, it'll be worse than Y2K because everyone will just be going around going, Hare Krishna, unable to do anything. What does it say? Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatarpitak niyamatak smarane nakala. Fortunately, Niyamatak smaranenaka, you can sing it, you can chant it, you can do that according to your capacity. Kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to do that all day, then some prerequisites, Mahaprabhu is saying, Trinadapi sunichena, tororapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena. Right? So, to do that, as Guru Maharaj said, yes, you can get everything through sound culture. What was the beginning of the question? You can get everything through sound culture.
It said that...
He came to give the holy name, etc. Yeah. So, what is service to the holy name? There's a chapter called Service to the Holy Name and the search for Sri Krishna. You should read it again and again. But Sevan Mukhe Hijivaro, that's also Rupa. Saying Nama Rupa Guna Leela, the sound, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna are inaccessible to the tongue, mind, intellect, then what are we doing? He's saying, Sevan Mukhe, without service, there's no meaning to the singing. Without service, it's insubstantial. Sevan Mukhata, it has to be service. And what is service? Krishna knows. Krishna and his agents, Radharani and her delegation, they know what is service to Krishna. Saraswati Thakur was preaching once, and one of the devotees nearby was going like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You can hear tapes of Guru Maharaj. He's speaking for 90 minutes, and there's some devotee pacing back and forth, chanting japa, right? Because that's his scheduled time for chanting japa. So he could have been hearing Guru Maharaj. No, when someone mentioned, I mean, Guru Maharaj is unlike me, is undisturbed by these things. You know. But when someone brought up his name, they said, you know, like trying to say, like, shouldn't he be coming to your talk? Guru Maharaj said, he is full in himself. Kind of a little double-edged remark. He is full, like he's Atmaram. Right? But anyway, so what was I saying? Oh, and the Rupa Goswami sloka. Oh, and Saraswati Thakur. So Saraswati Thakur is preaching to some man. One of his disciples, we think we have puggle people. One of his disciples over the corner, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Saraswati Thakur said, be quiet. Stop making noise. I'm trying to represent Harikatha to this gentleman. That's enough. That could be enough of the story. But that person who was chanting said to Saraswati Thakur, I can only say this because Guru Maharaj, he turns to Saraswati Thakur and says, you're making noise. I'm taking Krishna Nam. Inconceivable. He's now doing a tour of the hellish planets, singing Krishna Nam. I'm kidding. So what is it? What is the quality? In that, read the service of the holy name. Begins Guru Maharaj saying, he met this Madhva Acharya, an Acharya in the Madhva line, and who confided in him. And he said, oh, Swamiji, actually, I'm so busy managing this mat, I don't have time for japa, mantra, and all these things. He was like ashamed and, you know, looking for some sympathy. And Guru Maharaj said, we supported him, saying, yes, that. Why are you chanting? What is the object of all of this chanting? You want to be engaged in the service. Right? Guru Maharaj said, you don't see pictures of gopis chanting on japa beads, but you see pictures of gopis. They're singing, but they're churning milk, they're making butter, they're making flower garlands, they're doing so many things because Krishna Nam is automatic within them. They're situated in Krishna Nam, right? Where is it saying one place? Radharani's earrings, you know, are chinmoy. They sing Shamanam into her ears. So what is our Krishna Nam? Guru Maharaj speaks of the voltage of the Krishna Nam of Yashoda. Ahangi ha nandam bande yashalinde param brahma. Nanda kim akarod brahman sreya eva mahodayam. Yashoda va mahabhaga papo yasya stanam hari. Yashoda, what is the voltage in her Krishna Nam? What is the voltage in the Krishna Nam of Srimati Radharani? So really our strategy is service to the Vaishnava as demonstrated by Srila Gurudev. His idea, if anyone is interested in knowing his idea, His idea is that his guru is taking Krishnam. Guru Maharaj is taking Krishnam. He's serving him, doing all the necessary service so that the Guru Varga can vibrate Shuddhanam. And that Shuddhanam taking capacity will be transferred to the heart of the sincere servitor. So really, we're interested in the quality of the thing. Oh, and in that service of the Holy Name, you'll see it concludes with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati, where he's talking about what is the quality of Krishna Nam of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he's taking Krishna Nam, and then from the sound, the form of Krishna comes out of his holy name. And then he takes him and he exhibits particular qualities and characteristics and takes him into his pastimes. That's Krishna Nam. So where, how does that come from? Not we're making a sound, listening to our ear, and it's affecting the heart? No, just the opposite. Hearing Krishna Nam from the Vaishnava, it enters the heart, and if the heart, through association and service, comes under the influence of the Krishna Nam of a genuine Vaishnava, then the heart may express Krishna Nam. Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam, we're back to that point. What is the quality of that singing? What is the quality of that sound? Bande Nanda Braja Srinam Padarenum Bhikshnasa Yasam Harikato Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Uddhava, who Guru Maharaj points out, he's the highest level of Sakya Rasa devotee in Dwarka. What's his aspiration? Shantarasa in Vrindavan. Asamaho Charanarenu Jishama Hungsyam Vrindavan Ekim Api Gumalato Sadinam. The highest level Sakya Rasa devotee in Dwarka, praying to be for Shantarasa position in Vrindavan. And after he observes Radharani, Braja Gopis, and the others, and Yashoda, Nanda Yashoda, saying, Bande Nanda Braja Striyam, Padarenum Abhikshnasa, Yasam Harid Katod Gita Ud Gitam, their loud chanting, their singing of the Holy Name of Krishna is purifying everyone and everywhere. So I want to be the dust of their feet. Get the dust of their faith. If I can get an atomic position in that plane of seva, service, how? Through service, seva. They're looking for servitors. That's the good news. Not for tourists, tourist visa. Right? I say that and then I look towards the Chinese devotees. Guru Maharaj said, passport is insufficient. Need a visa. Why are you granted a visa? When the visa granting party determines that it's in their interest to give you entrance into their country. That's what this is. Shraddha mayoyam loka, seva mayoyam loka. The spiritual world is the service world. That's why by accepting service here, we get a connection with that. You can't just go there because you think it looks cool or interesting, or you want to see a bunch of talking lotus flowers for our amusement. So when they've determined it's in their interest, to give one entrance into that plane, then we're granted a visa. And we can say, singing about Krishna. Glorify Krishna. Say something original that will give them joy. And if we can't, all right, we can repeat what they've said. That's also good. But if someone can say something from the heart, that's, you understand, that's an increase. That's what is wanted. The upper world, they want, who can increase Anandam, what is it? Anandam buribardhanam pratipadam punam ritashvadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam. Cheto darpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavaru jivanam Anandam buribardhanam pratipadam punam ritashvadhanam sarvatma snapanam param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Guru Maharaj, the repetition of sensation is not experience. That bears repeating. The repetition of sensation is not experience. It must be realization. Sukh, the, let me say, mindless parroting of something? Parrot? Or Sukh, who's Shukamukadam Ritradava Samyatam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha? Who's tasting something? And the nature of this substance is if someone is actually tasting and relishing it, it becomes enhanced. That's Anandam Burivardhanam, Anandavardhanam, the expansion. So Krishna consciousness movement is about the expansion of seva, service, service to the holy name, to serve the holy name. Means from the heart, not quantity but quality, not volume but profundity, depth. Sometimes Guru Maharaj say, not lip deep nam, but you know, heart deep, not from the lip or the throat but from the heart. That is what is wanted. Without service, no heart. As we self-sacrifice, self-giving. Not to, what, one of the offenses of the holy name, really, is to use the holy names for one's lower purpose. I think it'll relieve me from this, that, or the other thing. Ahus chitena lina nava padara vinde yogeshwari hridi vichanta magada bodhi sangsara kupa patito taranava lambam geham jisham api manasi suryat sadhana. They're not seeking relief from accumulated karmic reaction, suffering, circumstance. Neither are they curious to know various things. Jnana karma janavritam. No covering of jnana, karma, jnana in their heartfelt expressions. It's all for the pleasure and service of Krishna. Ado arpita paschad kriyeta, beginning, middle, and end for Krishna. That is devotion proper. So when Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Tushaya Namah. Sometimes Mahaprabhu can't say one name of Krishna or Jagannath. Why? If you're supposed to chant this many times, that many times, all the time, most of the time, he can't say one name. Why? What is going on inside, internally, in his heart, that he can't vibrate one name of the Lord and completely? What does he see when he goes before Jagannath that causes, you know, Ganga-like streams of tears to spring from his eyes, lotus eyes? So it's all good, but Srila Guru Maharaj is always pointing us in the direction of quality, spiritual quality, then dive deep into reality, deeper spiritual qualification. And that will always take us to the lotus feet of superior servitors. And we'll realize if we're fortunate enough to get their service, then the sort of wealth in their heart with which they're taking Krishna Nam can be transferred. Not by our own so-called spiritual practices, but by serving who are beyond practitioners. Rupanu Guru Varga. Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrihi. Hare Krishna. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namo. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namo.
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya.
Gopal Govinda Ram Simadu Sudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Adaita Chandra. Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Garadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura
Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath.
Jai Rupa Sanatan
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunath.
Sri Jiva Gopala
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Echai Gosai Jar Mui Taro Das. Sabara Padarinu Mora Panchagras. Kadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Janame Janame Moi Ehi Abhilas. Ej shai go shai jabe braje koi lo bas Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kori Lo Prakash
Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Kori Lo
Prakash Anande Boro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan
Anande Boro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan
Boro Anande Boro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan
Anande Boro Hari
Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade
Padma Koriyan
Hari Nam
Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo, Gaura Hari bo. Nitai Gaur Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo, Gaura Hari bo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Chula Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.